Brody.
Laverne and Shirley.
Nick and Reader.
All shows.
That's it. Really, just two name shows.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, how much is too much money to spend on a scented candle?
I wouldn't spend much more than about $5 on one. I don't know. I don't know what they regularly go for other than the ones you usually find at the grocery store, like the Glade ones and stuff.
Don't get mad.
Okay.
I bought another candle yesterday.
Yeah.
It's terrible because I found this scented candle. It's like smells like sage and stuff. It smells just so pleasant, and I think it's therapeutic. So I've already gone through one of the candles.
Okay.
So I thought, my goodness, I need to buy a bigger one of those candles because I like having that smell in my place. $18.
Wow.
That's taxes in, though.
Oh, okay.
So, like, less than a 20 on a... And it's a big candle. It's got three wicks on it.
There you go.
It's going to last for a while.
Sometimes you got to treat yourself.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something so just incredibly pleasant. But now, I'm afraid that I'm in a new candle bracket. You feel me?
Now you can't go back to the cheaper candles.
Yeah. I will never be able to go back. Like, I'm just some sort of... Some purist when it comes to... I'm like the scented candle apologist.
You've got a taste for the high life. You can't ever go back to pork and beans after you've had caviar.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. With my $18 candles, really high rolling over here.
You're going to be hiring a butler next.
It's ridiculous because I bought them at the grocery store as well because that candle aisle is one of my absolute favorite places to go into. And they're running out of that particular scent of candle. And I know it's a seasonal thing. They sell seasonal candles. So, do I go and buy the rest of the stock, or do I just gamble?
I don't know.
Because what if I find another smell that I'm really into? Like, what if it's like, I'm into a certain particular scent of candle, and then a few months later I get tired of it and I want to move on?
Yeah. That's always a tough choice. You never know when you might find that bargain again.
I know everybody out there right now is just sitting there probably on their way to work going, wow, Nick, whoa, you're dazzling with me with how exciting your life is. My goodness. $18 candles.
But your place will smell lovely.
Oh, it certainly does. And that's the important part because I live in a basement and I don't want it to smell like a basement. It's like
true.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Nick loves olives and bran muffins. Reader, on the other hand, enjoys things that are delicious.
Oh, thank goodness.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
We like to go on a lot of news websites.
Mm-hmm.
There's most newspapers have pretty decent websites. There's also some web news websites. One thing that always frustrates me, and I feel like this is only on like American news websites that I go on. They have those videos that'll just start playing while you're trying to read the article, and you don't know where the video is playing from. Just all of a sudden, audio will start playing.
And you want to shut it off.
Yeah, because I'm trying to read an article. I don't care about a video.
Mm-hmm.
Or it makes the page load too slow because it's loading a video player.
I know.
And it's got to play ads first. Because, you know, I get it. It's their hustle. That's how they make money. But it's also very annoying.
It's time to stop. I don't think it's going to stop.
It is, actually. Yeah, because Google, in their infinite wisdom, Google is really trying to crack down on ads lately, which is unbelievable because Google's business comes from advertising.
Yeah.
But they're trying to crack down on advertising that isn't Google-related.
Oh.
So they got a new version of the Chrome web browser out. You may know this already. You may already use Chrome. I set my parents up on it. I've got it at home. We have it here at work as well. My favorite web browser, if that was even a category of things. The new update promises to automatically mute those videos.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you, like, they'll still play, but like you'll have the option to turn the sound on if you want to watch the video. Which is just...
That's all we want.
Just
the option.
I just want to read an article. I don't care about watching a video sometimes.
We just want to read in peace.
I love that. What do you think would be a good... down the line, like, what could be even next? Like, because, you know, they're going to work their way around it.
Oh,
the advertisers.
I don't know. Some kind of video ad blocker.
I'm so scared that we're going to get to that, like, altered carbon future where You just put contact lenses on and you see advertisements everywhere. It's like that movie They Live with Roddy Piper.
Put on the glasses and just see all the ads.
I'm just that pretentious movie fan over here. I'm just letting that bleed out a little bit. I swear I'm cool.
Butt and chew bubblegum.
Fox Mornings with Nick and Reader.
It's an awkward two-man dance party every day.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's a very special Friday morning, Reader.
Yeah?
Because this Friday evening, there's going to be some ducks.
Yeah.
We're also going to be competing for our barbecue sauce as well.
We are.
Speaking of ducks, you know what? That's one thing that'll never not be funny to me is when a duck, when you see like a duck in a pond or a slough somewhere and it dives down and it kicks its stupid little duck feet in the air, that'll always be funny to me. Anytime I see that on the side of the road, I get a giggle.
Little web feet and they go dive, and down they go.
It's just so funny. Sticking the little duck butts in the air. Ducks Unlimited charity dinner is tonight. It's a barbecue event.
Their spring banquet, yeah.
The spring banquet, the kickoff to barbecue season. So this is basically the 0 hour, I think, for our barbecue sauce and the media barbecue sauce competition. All week long, we've been talking about how ourself, our sister station GX94, and other local media are all getting pumped and getting stoked for tonight.
Yeah, hopefully we've come up with another winning formula. Of course, we're looking for a three-peat.
That's right. You and I won last year, and you and Travis won the year before. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty dope. The only stipulation of the barbecue sauce, of course, is we had to use Back 40 beer. We decided on the Munich Lager. Ooh, jinx. You owe me a Coke. And when we were making our sauce, Reader, I love this, because you and I, we use basically about, I would say, 2 cups of beer out of that entire growler. So guess what I've been doing all week?
Nice.
I've been enjoying a tall, frosty glass of beer when I get home from the gym.
Sweet.
Probably not a good idea in hindsight, having a glass of beer once a day. But, I mean, if people can have a glass of wine every day, I can have a glass of beer, right?
You earned it.
Yeah. I just won't eat a slice of bread with it, and then I'm fine.
There, you're set. It's all balance.
Final thoughts for Ducks Unlimited. What do you think our chances are?
I'd say they're pretty good.
I say we're pretty good, too, you know? I don't want to sound too confident or too conceited, but I always think that it's between us and GX94. At least it certainly was last year. There's some new players in the game this year.
Yeah.
Some new faces on TV and in the newspaper. So that means, hey, you know what? There might be some heavy competition.
It's always fun to see what everybody else comes up with.
Yeah, that's
true. What angles they take when they come at it.
I also love the fact that it's open bar as well, too. That'll make, if we lose, that'll make it a lot easier to cope with. You know what I mean?
It's going to be okay.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader Get Fit.
Nick and Reader getting fit. That's you and I.
It is.
And we are getting fit indeed. Trying out some new machines, too. So we already talked about the machine that I was afraid of, and that is the assisted pull-up machine. Spoilers, I'm no longer afraid of it. In fact, I love it. I was crushing some pull-ups yesterday as part of my regular workout. So that brings us to the machine that you were afraid of, Rita.
Yeah, for me, it was the stair machine.
That stair machine. I gotta tell you, before you showed me how to use it, I didn't know how to use it either.
It was just, I don't know what kind of made me nervous about it. I think it was just the fact that it's such a big piece of equipment, and it looms there like a monolith, like, oh boy, that's a mountain to climb, you know?
My initial thoughts of it were that it was powered by, like, you. Mm-hmm. Like, that you would use your weight pushing the steps down to climb the steps. But no, it's like a treadmill, but steps.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You get on and you climb.
So I guess the number one fear would be speed, right?
Probably. But you get on and you run it like the treadmills, like the bike. You just punch in, you know, what you want to do. You set your workout. You start going. You can speed it up. You can slow it down. And once you get on and get going, it's not bad. It's finding that speed that's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And then just going for it.
So we got a video of you trying out the machine as well. You can see what it looks like to use, and I've actually been using it as well. A lot of people in the gym have at Anytime Fitness in Yorkton, because they're doing a kind of contest right now where you spend the whole month trying to climb all of the flights of stairs in the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world. It's 160 floors. So far, I've done 50.
Really?
Yeah, I did 50 on Wednesday after our group session, and I was sweating so bad that I had to stop. I had never sweat that hard in my life before. Because, like, you think, oh, yeah, no, it's just you're climbing stairs. No, it gets pretty hard by the 50th floor or so.
I can imagine.
So, are you going to be trying out the Burj Khalifa challenge?
I might.
I'm just going to hold you accountable for it. I got the sheet that I have has a lot of space for you to write your name on it.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.